You know, let me just say, Tom, let me interrupt you for 1 second. We owe a great debt of thanks to John and the Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing us to go commercial-free tonight. So naturally, our computers that coordinate the commercial messages are going to be a little screwed up. I apologize for any technical difficulties. It is really an honor to be honored by the Republic Broadcasting Network this way on the Internet, on Shoutcast, and throughout all of the FM radio stations and satellite feeds that Republic is carrying. Anyway, Tom, I return the floor to you with apologies.
Yes, like I say, more in the form of a message of gratitude for all the people we work with. And like you just mentioned, RBM, thank them for foregoing commercial announcements tonight on our behalf and giving us as much time as possible. I really appreciate it. You're often noted for saying this is for entertainment purposes only, and in reality this is not. So this is not entertainment. This is for the specific person, the purpose in my mind of demonstrating our God-given inalienable rights to speak up when we see wrongs being done and to do what we can to fix it. It's our responsibility to the Lord. He told us we could tell mountains to get up and move, and they would, and it's our fault if we don't. I also am very, very confident in the people in the United States military, our fathers, our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our kids. I know that there's been great mishaps in the past. It comes to mind Kent State back in the 70s when the generation that wanted to end the war in Vietnam because they knew this was a go-nowhere situation that we didn't need to be involved in, and it was also based on the same kind of deceptive practices we got going on now. And four kids at Kent State died in a peaceful protest in a college university where all they were doing was expressing their opinions. And I think if people think about that from a historical perspective, they'll understand that although the war in Vietnam didn't end for a couple more years, that was probably the marker and monument to peace that created the peace in Vietnam and the United States leaving. Because no matter what the politicians tried to do to resurrect the need to be there, it was overwhelmed by the American people's understanding that they lost four of their children for trying to convey what they believed were their moral convictions peacefully in a college university campus where free ideas are supposed to be nourished and cherished and the intellect of men admired for the peaceful conversation leading to results. And I don't credit anything more than the Kent State situation to ending the war in Vietnam than I can imagine in history. It was not good men. It was not Richard Nixon. It was not the politicians to be who go along with the status quo who stopped that, but the American people. The generation gap that they talked about back then, our fathers and grandfathers who were so proud to be Americans for the position we played in World War I, World War II, and trying to liberate people that were going to be subjugated, was a pride issue that was justifiable, in spite of the fact that behind the scenes were those dark forces manipulating the world with their banking structures trying to enslave the world. And yet, the men and women who lived and died on behalf of the rest of the world know what it means to put their life on the line every day. And I have complete confidence in those guys. I know we may have a few rogue people out there in the world who, just like another anybody in a society this large is going to have some insanity cases. But in reality, I have complete confidence in our people. From another historical standpoint, I recognize that in China, when Tiananmen Square was happening, the premier of China called in 8 Chinese generals to come in and eliminate their own people, and 8 said no. Well, they were all discharged, demoted, and they finally found a general who would. And I think he came in and killed almost 250,000 of his own people. But I don't think that could ever happen in America. We're too close to our family members in the military, and they're too close to us. And they need to recognize as well as we do that we're in a country in a mess. It's probably no bigger embarrassment to us or any of the men in the military to know that Interpol is in this country with a blanket immunity to clean up the mess in our house. What an embarrassment. That would be like...
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Foreshadow the real agenda behind what we're trying to accomplish by making another disaster out of it. And that's the one thing that we're most cautious about, and that is we are not going to give them an excuse to use military force against anybody. And that is only going to be precipitated by anyone who attempts to do these things violent. So as you referred to earlier, we want to take the model of Gandhi and Martin Luther King and other peaceful men who made tremendous changes in their generations and in their countries by taking a peaceful approach to the heart of the problem. They stood up and they knew that there was a cost involved. Gandhi went to jail. Martin Luther King went to jail. Other good men have put their lives on the line. JFK was assassinated trying to deal with this problem in the 1960s. These things are not new in the world. And we're not so naive that we don't know what kind of situations do exist. But we have some new things in the world that have never been out there in the world, in my perspective, before. Number one, we have a communication system equal to theirs. It's amazing to me that they built it. The Internet was built for command and control for the United States military so that they would never lose command and control. And yet it's the greatest device we have now other than issues like RBN where we can, in a semi-private venue, have a conversation here and exchange ideas and ignore the American media circus, which is, you know, sound bites and 30-second discussions and slogans that you need to memorize because it's poured into your head 10,000 times without any truthful investigative analysis, without any real discussion of the issues. The best we can ever get here is an 8-minute segment on a TV show, even from the best, like Glenn Beck or anybody else. And although I don't ever watch TV, it's amazing that the American population has become so I'm searching for the word now. We have
indoctrinated.
We're victims of the. Let me see what I can call this here. The music video mentality. We can have a song played along with a video. It doesn't last 3 minutes or longer because that's where our attention span has gotten down to. 3 minutes, and we can't keep our attention focused on any issue for 3 minutes or longer. No wonder it's so difficult to try to bring people up to speed. But I'd like to emphasize to everybody listening to the call tonight that one of the things that has been done is we are piggybacking on the successes of other people who have done grand jury-style issues throughout the country. And many people are not aware of those things, and they have had their successes. And we are trying to join them, aid them, and assist them, and bring it to a higher level, one that's recognized throughout the country, one that the politicians could actually jump onto. Can you imagine, Sam, what a governor could do by putting a moratorium on foreclosures? The historical precedent's already there. They did it in 1929 and 1933. They put a moratorium on foreclosures to help stop the Great Depression. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to do? And why won't they stand up? Also, I'd like to congratulate some of the people we sometimes think as our enemies, because there are some courageous judges out there. There's a courageous Judge Boyko in Ohio who let us know that these foreclosures are all malarkey. We have a courageous Judge Rose. We have a, you know, the Kansas State Supreme Court has said that 60 million of these mortgages are complete fraud. We have Florida cases that demonstrate back as far as 2002 that MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registry System, was so full of holes it looked like Swiss cheese, and it wasn't going to fly in their courts. We have all kinds of courts that have created new kind of rules that actually call for arbitration and demand the documents be produced before these plaintiffs can go into court, and yet, because we are not aware of it, they pass right by without our knowledge, and the court makes the assumption we waive their right to that too. And those are one of the things that we have to bring to people's forefront. We know the American people have the common sense to make a country workable. And we know that common sense will get it done. And the last thing we want to do is attack men who have used their character and position to help us and demonstrate to us what we're not aware of. These courageous judges who have told us the right things need to be applauded. And they know what they're at risk of. Remember in 1967, the Credit River decision got that judge killed within 6 months. I think his name was Mahoney. That case is still on the books, and it demonstrates exactly what's going on. We have a Federal Reserve attorney, trying to think of his name, Walker Todd Scott, testified in the case about the two types of money they're using, money of exchange and the fictional money they create on their books. Now, if they create fictional money on their books, what are you required to pay back? Is it fictional money? It's exactly Alice in Wonderland. And so a lot of good people are trying to expose that for us, but we need to stand up and help support them too. They're also in dangerous positions, and I admire those men. I want them to know that we are not their adversaries. We want to support them also, and we want to do that with the grand juries because we have the right to investigate corruption. We have the right to hold them accountable to their duties. We have the right and the responsibility to hold them to the confines of the authority that we gave them. They're not free to raid the pantry. And that's the heroin that they're on. Their heroin that they're addicted to is unlimited credit, spending our labor, spending our children's labor, going into the grandchildren's generation now, of stealing your labor before you were even born so that they can go out there and pursue that control and power issue worldwide. Well, it's time for these megalomaniacs to go back to the asylum.
Tom, let me interrupt you a second. You raised a very good issue about stealing our credit, stealing our energy. I'd like to bring Reagan on. This is an area that Reagan probably better than all of us understands. Reagan, would you comment on that, please, and how that relates to the Restore America plan?
I don't really know what you're after, Sam, but that's basically all they're doing is these corporations are all dead. That's the reason you have to motion a court. You have to petition a court. That court is a dead entity. All their corporations are dead. They have to have an energy source to usurp off of before they can do anything. The problem is they get us to loan them our energy in the manner in which they want to use it. And that's basically all these corporations do, is they usurp our energy because they're dead. I mean, that's a hard thing for people to understand, that these corporations have no existence in law. They have no existence in reality. And therefore, these folks understand, apparently, that they have to have an energy source, and that energy source is us.
You proved that just recently in a neighboring state. Would you feel comfortable commenting on that case?
I went up to, I was in West Virginia, Princeton, and it was a friend of mine, and it was one of these contrived citation cases,
yeah.
Anyway, and I went into the magistrate's office with a one Supreme Court order and a half ounce silver, and I walked in there, and he had three police officers in there with him, city police officers. And he said, he asked me if he could help me, and I said, yeah, I'm here to dismiss a case. He said, I'm the magistrate here. I said, sir, you was the magistrate before I came into the county. I am now the magistrate. He said, pardon me? I said, that's correct. I said, you are dead in the law. I'm here as the living law. Therefore, I have superior authority. And basically, all he could do was stare at you because, well, what was he going to say? But that was basically the gist of it. I mean, we went back and forth for a while, but... And
the principal didn't even know you had visited. And what happened the following day when the principal went into open court?
He went into open court. He didn't know that I went prior to that, and the judge opened up they called the case. The judge opened up his folder and said, I don't understand any of this. Case dismissed. So, I mean, that's what it is, and that's what the one Supreme Court is the living man and woman, because their courts are dead. And if you come into the living energy in the source, folks, you are the court, and some of these folks understand this.
Now, some of them do, some of them don't. Let me have you hypothesize. Let's assume the worst, fellas. Let's assume in our strategy, when the time comes, which is early on, to approach the military with the fully fulfilled prescription, and let's say they simply don't fulfill their part of the bargain. How do you see that, Regan? What kind of, do you view the military as even being necessary to what we're doing, or do you view the very fact of assembling, forming de jure grand juries, and organizing as the well-regulated guardians of the free republic a victory in and of itself?
The military would just be a bonus, in my opinion, in case you've got somebody that's totally rogue. You might have to send the military in to slap their hand, but I don't think the military is even a necessity here, as long as we don't get plumb out of hand. I mean, if we start going back and bringing up issues where a police officer gave your daughter a speeding ticket 2 years ago and treated you like shit in court and all that, and, you know, we were out for vengeful undertakings, then it's going to backfire. But as long as we act like grown-ups, and forgive, anything past, and basically try to correct what's ahead of us, I think it'll take care of itself.
And, Tom, how do you feel about that? Well, once we're properly organized, basically sanctioned as the guardians, and we encounter a situation without military support, what is your feeling about that, Tom?
I know you have a lot
on that.
I'm a complete agreement with Reagan. It's not their job. What they do recognize is this, they are under civilian authority, they just have never heard from us. In other words, the boss has never told them what to do. These people work for us, they are our families, they are our brothers and our sisters. They would like to hear from us, because the only people they've been hearing from is the corporations. Now look, there's things that many of the listeners may not be aware of, but high-ranking military officers have been going into court to challenge the supposed commander-in-chief. Does he have any lawful authority? Excuse me, we're not sure of that. And we're not going to obey orders unless we can have some substantiation to that. Now, DOD has reversed
orders to go to the Middle East within 24 hours by bringing those court cases up. Somebody.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Deception and a crime against humanity. I don't know what else is. If we want to have transparency, as people like Obama want to spout, then let's have some transparency. Let's open the books in that courtroom and see if they're operating in commerce or not. And if they are, of course, the Clearfield Doctrine specifies that any court dealing in commerce is not a court. They're just a corporation. They have no more authority over you than McDonald's Corporation does. So why are you there listening to them? That's exactly the point. Reagan knows that. I know that. You know that. We're just trying to teach everybody else that. Put the fear out of your mind, because your fear is what empowers them. Winston Churchill said it. We don't have anything to fear but fear itself, so get rid of it. Scripture told us the same thing. It's the only thing I know in Scripture repeated multiple times. Matter of fact, 365 times in Scripture it says, "Fear not, for I am with you." If you will act righteously and responsibly, who's behind you? What authority do you have now? The creator of the universe. I'll take that any day over any institution on earth.
All right, thank you, Tom. Folks, as I said, this the general outline for this program was given to us by the military in a pretty high-ranking discussion that was held, a number of discussions, actually. And so we expect it to go according to the plan that we've laid out. Now, the document itself, the declaration, is written in Old English text. It looks the part, it feels the part, it sounds the part, it is the part. And if in the event it becomes subject to public scrutiny at the hands of the media or otherwise, It will stand as a shining document because it has been cleansed of the nut job threshold that we are subject to by people who have been in a state of amnesia for 70 or 80 years. The first page is the unanimous declaration of the sovereign people. It is followed by a variety of action, short and sweet documents that utilize the power of the inherent power on the land, the God-given power, the power under the constitutions of the free republics, granted to the de jure grand juries. And every de jure grand jury has authority that at no time can ever be matched or exceeded by any de facto institution. As I said, we are planning to do this behind the scenes. But if the military promises are broken and things don't unfold behind the scenes according to the plan, the de jure grand juries still have the absolute authority by declaration and by historical precedent to exercise their power judiciously according to the oath of office, which is not an oath, by the way, it's a covenant of office taken in the presence of the Lord in front of the state or regional coordinator. The document is an extremely interesting read. It won't be at this time. Our decision has been not to distribute the document generally. And I caution people, you know, if you go out on the Yahoo groups and whatever and you start condemning, well, my friends, you are condemning your own future. You don't have to join us, but you certainly have to rise above your own ignorance that doesn't realize that when the patriot community demonstrates to actors working for a corporation, it is capable of nothing but fractionalization. It then invites the only weapon that they have against de jure lawful authority and against this massive communication system that Tom pointed out that is equal to theirs and in some ways exceeds theirs because of our access to so many different websites and venues. And that weapon that they have in reserve is something they've been using for millennium, and it is disinformation. And if you don't believe me, read Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil, which is available on the web. Tupper Saucy, by the way, was a great patriot, and this program is also dedicated to Tupper, who passed away last year, I believe. A controversy between patriots publicly is really nothing more than an invitation for greater disinformation and other weapons that induce discord among people who really have a common goal. So this document is not going to be put out, at least at this time, in general distribution. In fact, we still have a final polish to do, which won't take another day or two, but it will be available, at least initially, through the state coordinators, and will be on a very rapid joining covenant of office process that will get us to the minimum threshold of signatories. Now, the signatories, there is a page for each original free American republic, and in fact, for all 50 republics. And those pages are incorporated as part of the document. And those who sign on, who take the covenant of office to join the guardians of the free republics and become a juror on the de jure grand juries, they we'll be signing four of those pages for four original copies that will be archived away and then certified by the four of us who, as architects of the process, are taking a position of overseers. And the best we could come up with was the term guardian elders. And that's not to propagate our glory. That's so that the people we deal with will understand that we've had our hand in this. And we're putting the full weight of our signatures as authentication of the entire original and authenticated copies of the original documents. All right, so we're going to a station identification in about 10 seconds. When we come back, there are a couple of other issues to address, and I'd also like to pay homage to one other party that led us to this point, two other parties that led us to this point as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
In itself, and we only want people to join us who understand that. If you have doubts about that, if your stomach is doing butterflies at this moment and saying, I don't know if I could stand up if the time came that I had to, then you should not be a part of this process, because you are actually part of the remedy. The people who join must be part of the remedy. It is our knowledge of who we are that gives us the power. And who we are children of the Lord who take a back seat to no corporate actors. They work for us. Our forefathers created the circumstances that allowed the corporations to be formed and, in a sense, formed those corporations. And they work for us and are subservient to our orders in all ways. But along with that power that we will have, that authority that we will have, comes great responsibility. And we seek men and women, even if you're organized in other assemblies or other organizations of other types, if you are ready to take back your country from corporate subservience, then we are coveting your covenant with us in the presence of the Lord. Regan, how do you've had success walking in fearlessly into a number of different situations. What do you envision if a du jour grand jury had to act locally?
I don't really see any issues. Like I say, as long as you don't get out of hand and do it civilly, I don't see any issues arising. I mean, if one man can do it, folks, as Tom's demonstrated time after time, and yourself and others across the country, what about 26, good men and women together? What can they do? And one thing that's been lost in this, the structure of what we call government is the executive branch, even though it's de facto, is the only branch of government that's in existence at this time. And what folks don't know is the grand jury is the branch of government of the United States of America. It always has been. So now you've got the executive branch and you've got the grand jury, and that's the only two branches of government in operation at this time.
At this time, the judiciary is acting exclusively outside of Article 3. It's acting exclusively at the pleasure of the executive. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it's operating under the Administrative Procedures Act, 1946, and that's all. I mean, they tell us every day, folks, that they're at law. The trick that they have is to get you to come into their courts and direct your energy and your credit in the manner in which they want directed. And that's all the court's doing, is they want you to come in and direct that energy so it benefits their fictional world. And this is a spiritual battle. They're taking our sovereign credit that was bestowed upon us by the divine creator, and then now they're converting it into debt credit for these these fictional phantoms, and that this is a spiritual thing. It's we make it a government thing and all that, but it's really this is the absolute two sides of the books here. They're converting our sovereign credit into debt credit.
Well, that's an interesting point. The fact that it is a spiritual undertaking, and it certainly is for me, and I know it is for you, and I know it is for Tim also, who's not with us tonight. The fact that it is, is why we know that we will be successful from the very beginning of assembling these groups within the confines of the document. The Restore America Plan, the act of assembling as the guardians of the free republics and as the de jure grand juries is in and of itself a victory. It brings us back to the original jurisdiction, and I'm not referring to the Constitution. I'm referring to the original jurisdiction as absolute biological property of the Creator, and the jurisdiction at the family level and the county level, where men and women were in control of their own fates and bore the perils of their misjudgments and misdeeds. Hence, they had to lead a higher life, a life of higher responsibility, and certainly a closer bond to the Almighty Creator, a bond that, as you know, has been lost among the vast majority of our society, lip service given to him or not. There's something I'd like to bring up here and ask the audience at home to be aware of. It's called the Judiciary Act, Judiciary Act of 1789. And you can find it by running a simple Google on the name. And I'll ask you to skim down and read Section 27, which is the appointment of marshals. And you'll notice that it doesn't specify who appoints marshals. In fact, the first dozen marshals were appointed by George Washington. But it does not say the president appoints marshals. In fact, the marshals exist to fulfill and obey the precepts of the district court to the United States, the circuit court that district is in, and the Supreme Court functioning in that district. It also has no method for removing the marshals. Deputy marshals can be removed by the judges, but not the marshals. In other words, the district court has the capability for appointing marshals, and currently the district court of the United States exists. However, it has been preempted by the former District Court for the United States for the District of Columbia, now known as United States District Court in uppercase letters, actually known as USDC in many areas. The de jure grand juries have the power to re-inhabit the District Court of the United States or the District Court to the United States. They have the power through that court to appoint marshals. Marshals that have genuine authority that supersedes any other agent of a de facto territorial replacement corporate government. So the powers available to the grand juries are many if the men and women will seize them. However, if we do things right, we will not need to exercise those powers because the offer was brought to us by men and women who are tired of taking their orders from a corporate CEO. Tom, you have anything you'd like to add tonight, please?
Well, that's very hard to do after you two gentlemen so eloquently expressed these issues. I would just like to say that from my standpoint, it reminds me of people sitting in the stands. You can sit at a soccer game and cheer for your team all day long, but this is not a soccer game. This is an active, participatory event. You can either get on the field and help bring and restore your country back to what it's supposed to be, a nation under God. Remember, all 50 constitutions refer to their authority under God. Public law 97-280, it recognizes scripture as the one and only word of God. That is the ultimate law, over and above all this corporate nonsense. So you see, even they recognize where the authority is. We just have not stepped up to the plate. So I encourage everybody to step up to the plate. If you do not want to step up to the plate, please do us all a favor. Quit complaining that you don't have a remedy. Because you do. You just don't want to take responsibility for it. In which case, please save us the time of annoying phone calls and emails. Step up to the plate. Be responsible in your community, just like you're required to be responsible in your family. Amen.
Well, thank you, Tom. Folks, let me emphasize that point. I mentioned this in one of my emails. If you decline, I'm sorry, let me back up. If you're one of those people who writes me an email saying, Sam, I've got 19 foreclosures and bank collection actions underway. They took the equipment from my business. They've garnished my wages when I went to work for someone else. They seized my bank accounts. They foreclosed on my house. I'm living in a car. And we have a remedy here if the people will only come together and seize their power and authority. With a man here on the call who went into their highest den of inequity and walked out in less than 48 hours after 10 apologies from the marshals who were on the SWAT team. If that's not the proof you need, I don't know what is. So if that remedy is before you and you decline, then you, my friends, have waived your right to cite excuses. You've waived your right to blame others. You've waived your right to whine and complain and ask for help. Because we are here. There are four of us. Tim is here in spirit tonight. I'd like to address that in a minute. We are here offering you the remedy after a year of high-level consultation and discussion with people in authority who have said, go out and make it happen. They actually said a number of things to be done, and in some cases, people just had too much fear to comply. Had they would have had their remedy. And now it's time for the people of America, the people who populate the free American republics, to take back what is theirs, what never left, but which you were deluded into thinking had disappeared. So if you really want to take the ball here, then you send an email to the Restore America Plan at gmail.com and you say, I want to be a STEE coordinator, and this is the republic which my 2 feet are located on. And if you'd like to be a member of the grand juries and the guardians, then you just send an email where the subject line says, I would like to join, and this is my republic. It's that easy. I'm not saying there won't be challenges, but each man and woman has to decide for himself, how much more am I going to take? How much more can I be blackmailed by my fear and the fear that my families will be injured? That's the Achilles heel, is the fear for the families. But we are coming forth in numbers, and ideally if we got 100 people per state, that would it would not be necessary, but it would be a wonderful demonstration of the unity for the unanimous declaration of the sovereign people. Let me say something else. Tim Turner has been selflessly touring the country, establishing assemblies, and he's going to be coming to you starting tomorrow, if he didn't already this weekend, and whipping you guys and gals into shape, inviting you to come aboard, giving you a look at this wondrous document. I can guarantee you, my friends, when you read this document, well, you've already heard page one, but when you see it and read it, you're going to have a smile on your face. When you flip to page two, I warn you, be sitting down. You won't believe what your eyes will see. And when you read page two and page three and page four, and then flip to the next group of pages, and then the next section, all three sections being action-oriented, proactive entities, you'll be scratching your head and saying, how is it we didn't do this 10 years ago? There's that much common sense and sensibility in this process. And once you see the document, I have a feeling the majority of you will be just overwhelmed by a sense of desire to join in and take back the de jure institutions and re-inhabit them and arrest the bonds of the de facto offices and bring those offices back into de jure compliance. Reagan, do you have anything to add? Fellas, it's 9:47. We actually have 13 minutes to fill. So
I don't see folks needing to have any fear by signing on to this declaration. I mean, folks, if they're brass enough to come in and start arresting de jure grand jury members, then the party's over anyway. I just don't see that happening. I don't see there being a fear factor here, and I'm sure other folks think differently, but folks, if they will come and start arresting or start causing problems to these de jure grand juries, then it's a scrap of heat to start with, and we're going to have to go another route. But I just don't see where there should be any type of fear factor whatsoever. I know you and Tom both mentioned that, about people getting off their seat and doing something. But I just don't see where they have any standing in law or in the natural realm of things to do anything other than what you tell them to do, as long as you're just in what you're doing.
I agree with you, and thank you for emphasizing that point. Anything I say would probably denigrate what you just said, because I don't think I can find the words to emphasize just how powerful it is for people to come together in this capacity. They know. They run. We've seen them run. Remember, I'm the author of the Attorney Repellent Package. To the best of my knowledge, not once has that package ever failed. Attorneys run. We have seen in multiple jurisdictions attempts to open up unlicensed practice of law investigations by bar associations, and they run when we call them on the simple fact that their letterhead says at law. And if they'd like to present themselves, we'd be happy to issue a subpoena to bring them in law. We know who we are, and more of them are learning who they are not. I would never want to imply that this is going to be a slam dunk, But I do believe that in life, we are sometimes surprised. In fact, often we are surprised by situations where we face our fears and we discover, wow, that was nothing. I remember the first time I went on a big roller coaster. Was scared to the dickens of it. Got on it. It was a thrill ride of my life. I haven't told this to a lot of people. I almost drowned when I was a child. And I spent the next 20 years staying away from the water. I couldn't get in it. I watched people in the deep end when I was, I don't know, 13, 14. And I couldn't even imagine being in there and not drowning. And one day in my 20s, I was staying with a friend right after getting out of school, right out of my residency, and they had a little apartment complex pool. And I went down during the day, since I was between jobs, and I said, well, this is nuts. I'm going to teach myself to swim, and I did. And a month later, I was scuba diving, and a month later, I was helping to instruct scuba diving. And in fact, I had a scuba diving accident 60 feet underwater in 38-degree weather with borrowed equipment, where the wetsuit was too big, so I was freezing. I hit a thermocline that was 38.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
That will make their life politically enhanced beyond anything they could have undertaken without us. There'll be other things happening behind the scenes. Flags will change very quietly. Websites will change to reflect, for instance, California instead of State of California. Business cards will be changed. Secretaries of states will be commissioned to provide certain identifications locally for vehicles and for people, not for persons. All the things, in fact, there was an administrative process I designed, I would say 3 years ago at this point, that we were going to implement with all of the sheriffs. But it never, and I spoke about it on the air, and that's when I started promising we would have a solution, but I never brought it forth because it never felt like it was fully perfected. How were we going to address 3,000 sheriffs or more in the counties of this country simultaneously? And we finally figured out how, because we're going above them, and we want to thank our friends in the military who have brought us up to speed. Now, one other thing. There is another very high spiritual movement underway, and I'd like to assure my friends in that what we're doing is compatible with that. Give you an example. Someone mentioned to me returning to land patents, and I didn't really have time to discuss the issue. I thanked them. I hope they didn't think I was rude. I was preparing for today's program. The fact of the matter is, friends, that we don't need to have our right to the land sanctioned by emissaries of the Crown of England or the Crown of England representing the Vatican's original decree that the Pope owns all the land in 1213. We don't have to go there. We have the authority, and I might suggest the land patents, the allodial title already exists, has been taken care of by another organization. It's already done. So there are other things working here that we haven't brought forth. All I can tell you is the men that I believe have the best minds and who have proven their courage and resilience and persistence, two of them you're meeting here tonight, are the architects of this process. And it's the best that we can bring forward, and we wouldn't bring it forward unless we thought it was the remedy that we have all been seeking. We had many other plans on the drawing board. We have enforcement strategies we won't discuss on the air, many of them. We're not going into this blind. We are working out and have worked out most of the contingencies. We expect some things to surprise us along the way. That's fine, because that's what we've been dealing with anyway for a number of years among all of us. These are the best of men, including Tim Turner, including one other who I don't think I'll mention on the air, because he's not in complete agreement with some of the things that we're doing, but a fellow who really was the architect, for the most part, of that first page that I read you, at least half of it. A wonderful gentleman whose expertise we have also added to the pie here, and who's been through it and paid the price along the way. So there are many people that have contributed, but this is not like the original Constitution or the Declaration that took years to get final approval. No. Start to finish was expedient, and implementation will be expedient, because this was the culmination of the challenge that was given to us by the military, and more importantly, this is the charge that was given to us by the Lord, brought to us throughout Scripture and especially in Revelation, when John has advised us by prophecy that we must redeem the mark of the beast and disassociate ourselves with the ability to buy and sell in this commercial system. And so it shall be, if you will join us. On behalf of the other guardian angels, I extend that invitation to you. We have about 1 minute left. Tom, let me thank you and ask if you have anything further that you'd like to say.
Yeah, I'd like to remind people of one scriptural passage. And as the Lord said to the apostles, how long will I be with you until you get this? We are children of...